This is Painting on Glass, the Marcus Sozel podcast in English language. Listen to the stories and reflections of a singer-songwriter and author.
Hold on, take me back. Hold on, take me back. It's like painting on glass. Leave a note on your door. Tell me what you're looking for. It's like painting on glass.
Welcome back to episode 36 of Painting on Glass. It's such a joy to know about all the countries in which they listen to this little podcast of an almost unknown singer-songwriter and his stories he's got to tell. I'm very grateful for the 1,400 recent downloads and the way all of you good people kept listening to this format right here. Thank you so much from all of my heart. Today, I want you to meet four special and wonderful people from Columbus, Ohio. Why is that? There have been a lot of questions about the song Gera from the Music for a Storybook album. Just one name, but four characters? Let's figure this out today. Come on.
Left her at the airport more than 30 years ago. I had to go away, and Lord, we didn't know. With fiery hearts and wondering if we'd ever meet again. I remember still the same. I keep wandering on the same today.
Just recently, I found an old photograph, other pictures, and old letters sent by Amriel. That's exactly the way a lot of stories begin. But this one is true as can be, and it still is a treasure I've always kept in my heart up to this very day. But I wrote a song about it, and this is Gera.
I had been a student on her high school then. And I met her there, and what happened there was some kind of magic in laughter and in word, exchanging promises. And I heard to her back then.
When you are 15 years old and an exchange student, half a world away from home, you're about to see the world in a different way than all the others who do not. Of course. You meet friendly people, you meet strange people, and you might meet the one you want to stay with, though you are way too young and there is simply no chance for you to do so. This picture in my hand shows a young woman and a young man, arm in arm at the gate of the airport. You can see the writing, "Depart," in the back of the picture. Both are looking kind of bewildered because that will be the last picture taken of them together. Then there will only be memory of one or the other kind, but no one knows that. Well, I had my stay with a wonderful and very, very friendly host family in Pataskala, near Columbus, Ohio. Good people, who offered me a very heartfelt look at their home, their country, with all the beauty and, of course, all the things that also belonged to looking at it. We went up to Michigan, to West Virginia, and I loved to ride beside Jim, my host father there, in his Jeep without a top to all the flea markets, where I was able to meet even more other people and aspects to my traveling and my journey to the States. Kathy. The host mother was always trying so hard when a sudden homesickness was about to overcome my mind. Yes, she did. And she always went out successful anytime I was about to get sad, which did not happen too often. And there was Brian, the exchange student, which was chosen for me, and we went out fishing even after a 10-hour ride in two airplanes and a booking mistake uncovered on the airport of Chicago. Lord. I said thank you so many times to Kathy, Jim, and Brian, but I could have said 1,000 times, and it still wouldn't be enough to be grateful in a correct manner, because they did so much. And it set me on a track that is still leading up to this studio that I record this podcast episode in. Let me greet you from all of my heart. You'll always be there for the rest of my life.
I've been a student, as I mentioned just before, being on exchange, and I was looking for a different way of living, and that was offered there. Ohio days of wonder, and I wish that I was in Haiti. In 88 again.
And at the high school, while playing basketball, at the first break of the day, I met Gara. A pair of bright eyes, slightly red and brown hair, and the most beautiful smile I had seen up to this very day in 15 years on this crazy planet, I can tell you. Lord. First, I answered the look. Then it was a lot of talking, spending lunchtime together and laughing all day long, whenever there was the chance to meet. I shall thank the good Lord that He offered me moments like this before I even knew that they could be possible or existing. If I had been there just 5 years later, I would have stayed with her, I can tell you. But I was a lad of 15, and at this age, there were not many choices to be made according to this situation. You can only cope with it in the best way possible. Leaving on a Jet Plane by John Denver has always been the song to end my live shows for about 30 years now. Maybe the last moment at the airport led to this. I don't know. I asked her if she knew the song because I had it in mind. Wonderful. And any time I've played it, I guess I played it for her. And I will do so. Nothing more to say or add to
it. Can you tell the reason? Why I could not find you there 30 years ago. I tried to let you know. I came back to find you, but was afraid you'd realize the wonder of those days had come to life again. So wish that you'd be able to hear about this song.
Well, now you know the story and why it's just one name, but four characters that are important to understand the situation and the whole scene of this song. You can find Gara on the album Music for a Storybook on all major music outlets online. Just look out for it. If you enjoyed this episode, please leave a rating or review. It'll help others to find this show. Thank you so much for being with me today. I enjoyed that a lot.
Never found the courage to take you by the hand. Today I surely would if I received the note that you also
we'll meet here in a few episodes to come, if you want to.
Painting on love, painting on love.
Oh, that's great. That's wonderful.